Thanks for taking the time to download this BBC Radio 5 Live podcast. To search for other podcasts you might like, click bbc.co.uk/5live, where you'll also find our terms of use.
Well, it's been a good test for James Anderson so far. Wickets yesterday, including dismissing Sachin Tendulkar for the eighth time. But James is branching out from his cricketing career. He's got his BBC 5 Live radio programme, of course. It's called Not Just Cricket, alongside Graham Swann and Greg James. And the latest instalment, by the way, will be on Christmas Day, so you can listen out for that. And now, believe it or not, he's also getting involved in the film industry, because Anderson has been announced as the executive producer of a documentary film called Warrior, which tells a story of a group of young Kenyan Maasai who formed a cricket team. And we'll meet the director of the film in just a moment. But first we've got Graham Swann to grill his best mate, Anderson, about the project.
James Anderson, international cricketer, philanthropist and now movie maker. Tell us about this film.
Thank you, Graham. This film, called Warriors, is about a Kenyan Maasai tribe. And they're trying to get to England. They've got a cricket team there. They're trying to come over to England in the summer and play cricket.
So is it a documentary film?
It is a documentary film, yeah. It basically follows their journey throughout the next few months. And like I said, they're trying to get to England. And also within this tribe, there's a lot of issues in there. HIV, female genital mutilation as well, things like that. It's trying to fight battles like that as well, and try and help in its own little way with things like that.
And you're helping in your own little way. How did you get involved in this film?
Well, I know the director, Barney Douglas. You know him too. He did our Ashes Diaries with us. So he's director, and he got me involved, and I just found it a very interesting story, obviously with my cricket connection as well, that attracted me to it. So, like I say, hopefully I can help in any small way I can.
It's quite interesting that Barney was the director for my video diaries and you're the one who's asked to do this. So it's obviously a beauty contest rather than a popularity show.
Well, there are some serious messages to get across in this film. And
you being the straight one. I can see why I did that. Yeah. So how do we find out more information? How do we back this, if so desired? Is there a Twitter account per se?
Well, the video promo was released on the 29th of November. You can, if you check out on Twitter, @WarriorsFilm, all one word, or on Facebook, facebook.com/WarriorsFilm, you can check out the video promo, which has a lot more information about the film.
So that's @WarriorsFilm on Twitter or facebook.com/WarriorsFilm.
That's the one, Graham.
Fantastic. If you're listening, get on there, help it out. It's a fantastic cause and it needs your help. Good on you, Jimmy. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Graham.
Merry Christmas. There we go, James Anderson and Graham Swann. I say, we'll chat to Barney Douglas, the director of Warriors, in a second, but let's get a brief flavour of the film.
You know, being in cricket, gave me maybe like, that confidence of trying, going against the community.
Well, although we have some challenges facing us, but that can't stop us from going to England.
We must shout for them because we are proud of this.
Actually, we came to know that this game is enlightening the youth.
So first is FGM, and then you are married off immediately. You don't know what is love.
They must wake up, fight for their rights. One day, they must be people in this society, transform all this land.
As young as they are, they experience a lot of sexual violence.
So they literally sold the children for cattle?
Yeah. They exchange for cattle.
Some of the villagers or the elders might not take it positively. So you have to go against, their wish and tell them that, it's not good. So you have to gain that courage.
Children always are going to always need idols and people to look up to. And I think this is a great way of doing that. And especially if the cricket team do make it to England on this amazing journey that they're going to take. If they do get to England, then it obviously gives them an even bigger sort of stature amongst the village and amongst the children.
Well, Warriors is the film. Barney Douglas is the director. Thanks to see you, Barney. I normally see you with your camera out filming the England players and so on.
I know, this is some elevation, isn't it?
Well, I didn't realise that you were doing something like this. I mean, I think of all the cricketing films that we've seen, this sounds absolutely remarkable. I thought someone was winding me up when they were talking about Maasai playing cricket. I mean, how on earth did this start?
Well, I mean, it's remarkable, isn't it? There was a charity working out there called Cricket Without Boundaries, and they were doing some work in local schools. And the Maasai were walking past and noticed them playing cricket and started to relate the actions of the game to their own hunting techniques. So the ball with the spear, the bat, right. The shield, that kind of thing. And over the course of time, took a real interest in the sport.
How much time? I mean, when did this
Well, I think
they,
the team first kind of began its embryonic stages about 3 or 4 years ago.
Right, so really very recent.
Pretty recent. But there's some skillful players, actually.
Yeah.
And they've developed it. And as they've developed and become a unit, really, I guess, there are different clans that are involved in it. They used to raid each other for livestock. They've come together to form this team. So there's kind of a peaceful unity to it. And now they're spreading some really good social messages in the community as well, which have helped.
Well, I can imagine them playing football, perhaps. You know, but it's cricket. I mean, and there is some history of Kenyan cricket, of course.
Yep.
But again, I mean, would that have included the Maasai up to now or not? Or it's completely separate?
It's very, very separate. In fact, one of the guys we follow in the film, his dream is to be the first Maasai to play for Kenya. And he's sort of got into a regional team, so he's on that journey. But it's very separate indeed. They're very remote. And I think principally it did come through because of their hunting techniques. Even the grace of movement on the field, the diving. There's one interview where they explain running from some elephants. It was good for their fitness training. So,
really?
so that's where it comes from, really.
So they are just playing out in the bush, or whatever it is, are they?
Very dusty. I mean, similar conditions to the surface out there.
Yeah.
But very dusty, very hot, of course. And some of them walk 4 hours to get to training. Because they love the game, but also I think they found a direction. They found it's given them a status, and it's given them, the kids and their peers, someone to look up to, and hopefully influence the community, because there is a real conflict going on at the moment. The elders of the community, very faithful to the traditional Maasai practices.
Right.
But those practices...
So it sounds very pleasant, frankly.
Well, those practices are causing, obviously, health issues down the line. HIV AIDS being a massive part of it, polygamy, so a number of wives, and not great treatment of women and very few women's rights. But they are traditions that have been there since the dawn of the Maasai, so it's not for us to go and say they're wrong. It's actually their own community and the young people in the community that are saying we need to change this, not to destroy our heritage, but to actually preserve the future of the Maasai.
To develop a bit, yeah. And so how is this? This is what intrigues me. Where does this... where does cricket come in then to educating these people to live a bit differently?
To respect women.
How does all this fit in?
Absolutely. For a cricket, I guess for me personally, when I was younger, I used to look at sports teams and see idols and characters and passion for the game. And I think maybe that's been a little bit lost in the last few years, commercialisation of the game. So for me, on a personal journey, it took me back to like the roots of why I enjoyed sport and why I looked up to sportsmen. So I think that's very much a case in the community. In fact, it's magnified because there's young kids there and there's not a lot of outside influence. They see these guys not only playing sport but using it to actually encourage good educational messages about HIV and AIDS, protect yourself, protect your wicket, protect your partner, unity as a team, work together, and spread good messages, but also get girls involved, get women involved as well, playing the sport. There's lots of coaching courses that they've set up that are going on there, encouraging them to play the game, empower the women and the girls in particular by playing a game of cricket or by playing a sport, principally, and making them feel part of a unit and equals in that team as well. So, I mean, it's a long journey, let's be honest.
But it's a remarkable one, isn't it? Are you surprised yourself by it?
Yeah, fascinated. I didn't think I'd actually get there, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's been a long journey. It's been about 12 months of research and work to get out there. And we're about a third of the way.
How did you find out about it in the first place?
I actually saw a photo in a national paper about this time last year, World AIDS Day last year, and just saw the flowing robes and the silhouette of the batsman. I thought, this is incredible. I followed the story. I was convinced that someone must be doing something. And there'd been a few news stories, but nothing in depth. And so on and so forth, followed it until I went out there to do a recce and met the guys and convince them to come on board and do the film, had to convince the chief and then the assistant chief and then district officer and all this kind of stuff. And then here we are, we're about a third of the way through now, and we're looking to go back in January and finish it next summer. So it's a long journey, but it's been a rewarding one so far.
And so the aim is, I mean, they were talking there about wanting to come and play in England. I mean, is that realistic?
Yeah, well, I mean, it, as a team journey, that's obviously the fun element of it, following them as cricket is growing and enjoying the sport and actually wanting to prove something and come and play in England. There's a tournament next summer. They're trying to raise money in Nairobi and things like that amongst their community, selling jewellery, and they're getting a bit of help, I think, from some of the Kenyan airlines and things like that. So there's definitely there's a real possibility. Obviously, we don't know it's definitely going to happen, which is part of the excitement of the film. But that is a real dream of theirs, to come over next summer. And if they did, I'm telling Jimmy to get in the nets with them. And
well, I was going to come to him in a moment. But first of all, who is coaching them? Someone must be helping them.
There's a lady called Alia Bauer who is out there working.
This is who Andrew was telling me.
Yeah, and she's done a lot of work sort of in the base level, coaching the team over the last sort of 3, 4, 5 years. It's all voluntary, of course.
So, yes.
And she goes up to the community there and helps them come together, but they make all their own decisions. It's not like they're sort of driven by anyone. It's all a personal decision to be involved in the team. And by being involved, they make a commitment, really, to actually not obviously engaging in the traditional practices of the Maasai. They are actually finding the courage to actually stand up against some of those things. Yeah. So I think the team gives them that
sure.
power.
What I love about watching cricket, and you do watch as much as I do, Barney, is going around and seeing that each country that we play against, each race of people, if you like, has their own way of playing cricket. I mean, you can, I don't know, do a silhouette of somebody and you'd know if they're a West Indian or they're an Indian or a Pakistani or an Australian, just by the way that they play, don't you? So now I'm going to ask, I mean, what's the old Maasai like? What's their trademark? I think they're quite flamboyant, aren't they?
I was going to say the flowing robes and the beads, because
they play in all white.
That garb. And we asked them why, you know, because obviously principally cricket's played in different attire. It's very much about connecting them to themselves, the passion and the aggression and the fear it can strike in opponents.
So fast bowler tears in with his robe flying behind.
Yeah, absolutely, beads going. I'd say there's some West Indian elements in the fast bowling and the batting. They're used to playing some pretty flamboyant shots on some difficult wickets, so it'd be interesting to see what they get out of these roads in India or something like that. So, but no, I would say flamboyance is and flair.
I've got to have a look at this. And now, where else has James Anderson fit into this? I mean, how did you choose Jimmy?
Well, obviously, I've sort of gotten with Jimmy for a few years, and we got similar. Well, he's got a dry sense of humour, but it's there. No, he's a top bloke, and we've got on off the field, and we've got similar interests in music and also film as well. And it was just something I knew he was looking at things outside the game as well, and something I brought him the idea of sort of say 4 or 5 months ago, and that was very early stages. And now he's just developing a real passion for the actual story itself. He is in early stages, he's got a real investment in the film in terms of emotionally. He wants to be part of the creative process as well. So we've got some filming sequences with the cricket we're going to do.
Oh, excellent!
That he's going to have a sort of insight into, and he said that he's keen to get out there, obviously, if schedules allow, but he's certainly taking an interest. And I just think, as I say, we've got creative sort of common goals and things like that. And also it takes him back a little bit to the roots of playing the game as well, why he first played the game. You know, it wasn't about the big crowds and the big sponsorship deals and all that kind of stuff. It was about, you know, playing it for the passion, for the love of the game, and also to be inspired as a young person, you know. So I think that's struck a note with him as well.
I can't see Jimmy sitting on his director's chair with his megaphone shouting, action!
No.
That's not quite Jimmy Anderson.
He'd be the silent type in the corner. You just have to judge his mood.
But I mean, you do work with alongside us, Barney, of course, and I must talk to you about the Swanee's Diaries, which was such a hit, weren't they? I know that thousands of people.
I love them.
Go to the ECB website and see what Swanee had come up with. Were they weekly or fortnightly?
It depends on when we could pin him down, really. I'd say every sort of after and before every test, wasn't it, roughly?
In Australia, and there was that 2010 tour, wasn't it? And I remember the one, which was actually, it was a great day. We all enjoyed it in Hobart, wasn't it? Remember? Of course you do. And it was the first time, really, that we latched onto this idea of Swanee's Diaries. And I remember I obviously didn't get my hands dirty with the fielding and the batting, but all the journalists were there, weren't they? And they were invited to join if they wanted to. But I was talking to Stuart Broad, and suddenly Graham Swann appeared with a video camera. So come on, Broadie, it's your trouble. Turn. Yeah, your turn. Go on, do it. And Stuart said, "What?" And it's a sprinkler. Come on, you go. It's your turn. And so Stuart sort of, all right. So he went through his routine, and then of course I watched Graham. He's going around all the players, and that was the birth of
was indeed
the dear old
which
sprinkler.
You did.
Well, yes, horribly, but and under duress, but because I had to, and that was part of all that, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, I mean that was a great experience. The Diaries absolutely loved doing it. Showed a different side to a lot of the players and to Jimmy himself as well. I think he came out in a towel once, which yes. We won't go into too much.
That's right, I remember.
But there was it was the birth of the sprinkler. But interestingly, the Maasai cricketers have their own dance. They have this jumping dance, which they do when they celebrate a wicket. So maybe next year.
It's not one that Monty's taken up, is it?
It's not that dissimilar, actually. That was marvellous. I loved that.
Yeah. Good
yeah. So,
any more plans for the Diaries?
Well, there's an Ashes obviously coming. Well, back to back Ashes coming up. It's this like the difficult second album, isn't it? We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, I'd be pretty keen to do it, but we'll see what happens.
Look, before you go, we've got the umpires out. How do we find out more about Warriors? I've just seen a brilliant page on the net there with them playing.
Yeah, there's a video promo on our Indiegogo.com/Warriors Film.
Good grief!
I know it's a bit of a mouthful, but we'll put the links up on Twitter. We're Warriors Film on Twitter as well. You can watch the video promo. It's early days. We're a third of the way through. If you have any spare change down the back of the sofa, we are trying to raise a little bit of funds, crowdfunding, to play for flights and things like that. Our own flights and an editor as well. So anyone that can help, please do. But also, we know it's a difficult climate, so perhaps even just by sharing it or tweeting about it, that would help us as well. But check out the promo online.
Fascinating project. And so if people want to, what's your Twitter handle?
The film is at Warriors Film.
Okay.
Mine's at Barney Douglas, if you want to contact me directly.
Yep.
And as I say, the video promo is indiegogo.com/Warriors Film.
Sounds a bit complicated, that one. I'll stick with Warriors Film, I think.
Top man, Agus. Thank you.
Thanks, Barney. Thanks
very much.
And that is going to be great fun. So there we go. Barney Douglas, and good luck to him. And of course to James Anderson with that particular project.
On digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
bbc.co.uk/5Live.